probably have, over the last couple of years, become very accustomed to the superheroes of the Marvel variety or DC comic variety. I mean, right now it seems like if they put out a movie about any superhero, whether it is Ant-Man or whatever, it just shoots right to the top. And I think that's because of this day and age, we're looking for people like that, people that stand for what's right, that will, you know, lift up the oppressed, that will be the representative for those who are in need. And, you know, how can you not like Superman or Batman or Captain America? You know, these guys are awesome. I personally like, you know, Iron Man. If I could have that suit and fly, you know, across the world, it seems like, in 10 seconds, and then have that neat little thing in your hand, and blow things up, that would be so cool. The only thing is, we all know that they're not real. And so our focus the last several weeks has been on getting back to what's real. Because, you know, when we look at those superheroes, what they were doing or what they do is really miraculous things. And what we've been talking about in chapel, and your kids as they come home have probably told you about them, are the miracles that Jesus did. And that a miracle is something that only God can do. We can't do. And yet, you know, when we look in the Bible, God uses regular people like you and me to do miraculous things. And I would contend these are some of the people we need to introduce our children to. Real individuals who did the right thing, and by doing the right thing, saved people, helped people, stood for what was right in the midst of society that oftentimes was, well, to be honest, worse than ours. For instance, consider Noah. Noah's a real guy. God came to him and told him, I want you to build an ark. He probably asked, what's an ark? Well, it's a big boat. Why would I want to build a big boat? Because I'm going to send rain and wipe out all of civilization because it's gotten so bad. How are you going to wipe it out? So I'm going to send a rainstorm and open the fountains of the deep and flood the earth. You know, if you look at the Bible, it had never rained up to that point. So the natural question probably Moses or Noah had was, what's rain? And yet, he did it. And I don't know about you, if you've ever built anything. I'm in the process of building a house right now. I don't think I could do it without power tools. I'm a huge fan of power tools. Noah did this without power tools. You know, and God had told him, I'm going to bring to you two of every kind of animal to put on the ark to save you. I mean, how many of you would jump up for joy and say, all right, that's cool. I'm going to get to spend a whole year in this ark with all of these animals, and I've got to keep them separated and feed them and pick up after them after they've eaten. And, oh, that's going to smell so great. We're putting a spa on the upper deck. Noah just believed the Lord did what was right. Abraham. So the Jewish people is known as Father Abraham. Because it was promised that the Messiah would come through his lineage. And he had a son, Isaac. And God asked Abraham to do something, told Abraham to do something that I think you and I would just say, not a chance in the world. But God told him, go and sacrifice your son. And Abraham went to do it. Now, God stopped it. But we read in the Bible, the reason Abraham did it was because he knew. He knew that God had promised that the Messiah would come through his son Isaac. So he knew if he sacrificed him, then God's going to bring him back to life because God's made a promise and God holds to his promises. You see, there's a great lesson there with Abraham. That concept of a person's word. Abraham totally trusted God's word, because God had made a promise. And do you know what? If Abraham made a promise, you can trust his word. Last week, we looked at Moses, who was told to go down to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and tell him, "Let my people go." He was 80 years old. For us, someone 80 years old is someone who's been drawing Social Security for 15 years, and God is asking him to come out of retirement. Most people are not real excited about coming out of retirement, especially if it is to go to some king who doesn't believe in your God and tell him, "My God says, let my people go. And if not, my God's going to just put a terrible whoop among your gods." And yet Moses did it. He followed through, and God used him as a great deliverer who did some amazing and wonderful things. And so here we are now at Holy Week. We've been studying biblical superheroes. As the children come forward, I'm going to talk with them about another one, King David, who we heard about David and Goliath. But it really sets the stage for next week. The ultimate superhero. It's Jesus. Jesus, the one who always did everything right. Jesus, the one who came to pay the price of our sin when he died on the cross. And then to overcome the effect of that sin, death, through his resurrection on Easter. He's the real superhero. And I was really touched as the children were preparing for this service today. Today's Palm Sunday, the day that we remember Jesus riding into Jerusalem so he could go to the cross and die. And the people waved palm branches as he came into Jerusalem, because palm branches were the sign of royalty. Do you know what the kids wanted to do? The kids wanted to have someone meet Jesus and come in like Jesus. And they'd be waving palm branches. But they realized we had a problem. We didn't have a small horse, a colt, that, you know, they could ride on. And so they came up with a cool idea. They know that every week when we have chapel, one of them gets to come up and light the Christ candle. We light it because Jesus says it's the light of the world. It reminds us we're here to worship him, to thank God for Jesus. And so they said, couldn't we use the thing that we light the candle with? Couldn't we light that and have someone bring that down representing Jesus? And then we'll wave the palm branches like it's Palm Sunday, and that will represent Jesus coming down. And I said, cool, let's do it. And you know, it was amazing. The first time we tried it, old Jacob brought it down. He comes walking right up. Every time that they try to light it on Wednesday, I always have to take it down and help them. He walked right up, boom, put it the thing up, and went and set it down. It's like, yeah, I saw it. And it was so cool that, you know, here's their idea. It's highly representational, but I think it really sets the stage. You know, the Bible tells us that unless we become like little children, we won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, what is it about little children? You ask any of these children, are you going to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Why? Jesus loves me. How do you know? The Bible says so. Is that it?
Yeah.
And really, is there anything more than that? We can learn from them. We get so bogged down with so much garbage that's ridiculous. And so today, what's going to be neat is these children are going to come in. They're going to sing to us a little bit about God, about our salvation. And when they sing, look at them, they got it. It's right here in their heart. They know it. They believe it. And I think we can learn from them. So with that, I believe I hear them in the hall. So